Fitness Coaching with Heidi M.
It's almost Christmas, and today on Greatness Coaching with Heidi M, we are discussing the December blues. Heidi, hello.
Hey, how are you doing, Ian?
I'm good. I'm feeling the Christmas spirit. And you?
That's it. Me too. Me too. Absolutely.
It's a wonderful time. It is, as that song is singing, it is the most wonderful time of the year, isn't it?
Not for everybody. Unfortunately, not for everybody. So many of our, especially older people, experience something called a Christmas depression and a very big loneliness over this time of year. That is because of very high expectations that people generally have for this time of year. Perfect and happy families and luxurious celebrations and luxurious gifts. But we're not all of us able to live up to these ideals. And especially if you are alone, you used to have your partner or your husband or your wife or children in the house, and now suddenly that person has passed on or they are no longer living with you. They may have been strife in the family or conflict with friends, and that leaves so many people alone and feelings of grief and sadness. People experience isolation, and there are so many financial pressures. And you know, Ian, I think even this year it might, those financial issues and the isolation might be even worse than before because of this COVID thing that we all had to deal with throughout this year. So that could also lead to increased family conflict and other conflict. And this makes it a very stressful time of year at the best of times. So those are some of the reasons some people experience feeling down, and not just feeling down, actually downright depression over this time of year. And like we said, especially our older people, you and I were talking off air how absolutely sad it is that so many of the elderly are thrown away or just pushed aside by their children or their grandchildren. And especially this time of year, it feels so much worse. So those are some of the reasons. Excessive commercialization of the season. You know how, what a pain we all get when it's the 1st of October and you walk into the chain stores and they're playing Christmas carols and the those stupid lights and the glitters.
Stupid lights.
I actually don't want to buy that. I just cannot fathom. You know, and that just also leads to irritation. Nobody likes it. I don't know why people are doing it. It must have some psychological effect, a positive effect on the buying for the stores. And there's also too much focus on gifts and social activities, which have to be in inverted commas so perfect, you know. So this triggers people to engage in this excessive self-reflection, people mulling over life, mulling over love and everything else. And your own shortcomings or inadequacies just seem so much bigger and so much more in your face, you know, if you're comparing yourself to others, which is what this kind of thing leads us to. All these excesses, it makes us compare compare ourselves to others more than usual. And then I just need to interrupt myself and say that comparing yourself to others is the foolproof recipe for disaster. Mm. You should never do that. You should actively combat that.
Yeah.
You should actively only compare yourself to yourself, to who you were yesterday.
That's it.
You're comparing yourself today to who you were yesterday. That is healthy. Any other form of comparison is unhealthy and should be avoided.
Mm. Mm.
Now, what are we going to do about this situation? If there's somebody who is listening to us feeling alone, feeling anxious, feeling stressed, feeling depressed, take care of your money worries. It sounds like I'm callous about it. I'm not. I thought this through very carefully. First of all, try and identify what is causing you financial stress. Not just now, but usually. Now your financial stress may just be quite a bit highlighted. So plan ways how you can reduce your spending. You know, you do not need to buy family and friends gifts. You can organize a Secret Santa and do something. If you really want to give something, you know, do something that you've made or baked yourself, you know, or created yourself. Keep it simple. Keep a money limit on what you're going to spend. You know that children, especially if you have grandchildren or children who are younger, they don't need gifts. Children need time with somebody who cares for them. Children need you to put away your phone and to sit with them and play a game with them or watch a film with them or take them and take a nice walk to where there's nature, where you can watch some animals, perhaps. Do that. That is worth way, way more than money. If you're going to ask a child, what do you want? They won't say that because they don't even know that it exists anymore. So you will be the surprise auntie or uncle or mom or dad or oma or opa who can do this wonderful thing for the child. And you know, Maya Angelou said people will forget what you said to them and they will forget how you treated them, but they will never forget how you made them feel.
Yeah.
And that, I think, is something we need to focus on. How are we making each other feel? There are many also, now my next point, low-cost ways to have fun. If you're going to have, listen, this is South Africa, the sun is shining, it's December, we having braais, make it a bring and braai.
Mm.
People bring things to bring a bride. People must even bring their own drinks. You bring the salad. You bring your meat. I'll bring my meat. Somebody makes a pudding, a trifle or a malva pudding. And do that for a Christmas lunch. Gone are the days where people have to be the one who caters for the whole gedoente all themselves.
So
not necessary. It's way more fun, much more interesting if everybody brings their little thing. People are getting together for the company, you know, not to be fed. It's like people flying on the aeroplane and then being so worried about what meal they're going to be served. I could never understand that. You're not flying to eat, are you? You're flying to travel. It's the same thing with this getting together. The company is also very, very important. It's at least 60%. The food is 40%. So there's no need for you to let money cut you off from family and friends. And no need to go to an expensive restaurant or cocktail bar or whatever. Organize your Brian the Park or at somebody's home. Then something else we spoke about, I think it was last week, the family tensions, right? Yes. So these unresolved conflicts may contribute a lot to the Christmas anxiety or the Christmas depression. Family and the relationship problems are also highlighted over this time of year.
Yeah.
So I just want to brush and touch on some of the things we said last time, that you should set realistic expectations. You know, you're not going to expect of this person who barely speaks to you throughout the whole year to now suddenly be nice to you because it's Christmas. They're not going to be. I want to remind the listeners that you know, put your big old panties on, be the least. Try and help out as much as you can. You know, keep a positive spirit. Keep in mind when the end time or end date for this gathering with people that you don't enjoy much is. Put your children first. You know, it's people harm their children in ways that they don't even know if there is fighting and animosity over Christmas time, especially where everybody is together. Then drink in moderation, for crying out loud. Please just drink in moderation.
Yeah.
Please. You can't drink in moderation. Please consider they're not drinking at all. You are just going to make life so much more difficult for yourself. And then managing the loneliness. That for me is the biggest one. Leading to the depression of Christmas time. Connect online or by phone if you have no other choice. If you can't physically be with people, connect online or by the phone. Don't shut yourself off. If possible, a very nice thing to do is to volunteer. I've done that once or twice where you join a church group or a women's group who are serving little lunches. Find out. Go onto Facebook. See what is happening in your community or join your religious group. See what they are doing in the community. It's going to be up to you to actually go to the trouble of finding out what is going on and how you can help. And you know, not only will you be with people for at least then Christmas Day or being part of the lead up to the volunteering a few days before Christmas, now is a good time to start. But also giving to others makes you feel so great. It's actually for me nicer to give than to receive. It's wonderful. Yeah. And you'll be fulfilled. One always feels good when one gives, and it doesn't have to be money. Time and your effort and your energy, or a shoulder for somebody to cry on, or an ear to listen to somebody. So yes, get involved in your community events. Make plans for Christmas Day. Don't sit at home waiting for the plan to come to you. You are the one who now needs to reach out. Develop your plan in advance. Start today. You still have a few days to go. Make yourself a special brekkie. Do some things that are interesting and out of the ordinary for you, and then go and attend something that is even free events, or like you live near the coast and near the beach, you know, maybe there are some events there that you can attend, or like I said, your religious group or your church. I think it will be most probably be your church in this time. So yes, reach out. And then just the last thing that I can highly recommend is making sure that you stay healthy physically over this time. So, you know, when people are depressed, the sleeping habits could become all muddled. So try and go to bed more or less the same time every night. Try and get up the same time, just so that you keep your rhythms the same, so that you don't mess too much with your rhythms. Try try not to overeat and overindulge in any way. You know, see, no, it's never nice to go too much food or too much alcohol. It's just going to mess you up the next day, and then you feel even more depressed or even more anxious. So yes, just keep it real, you know, and look after yourself. Hydrate, like I said, it's summer in South Africa. Take your walks, please. Just do it safely if you're in Johannesburg. Yes, always that one. Keep it safe, and try and stay in check with yourself. You know, that thing that I always say: sit with your feelings and feel them. They are meant to be felt. And if you see that you are not coping, call someone. There's Lifeline, there's SADAC. Call these people if your symptoms are too much for you to handle, if they are long lasting, if you feel you, man, even if you're just depressed for 3 days and you want to call SADAC or Lifeline and talk to these people, they are out there. They want to help you. Mm. There is no need for you to feel isolated or depressed. Yeah, take the first step. It starts with you. Reach out. I just want to say a merry, merry Christmas to all our listeners. And my wish is that nobody will feel isolated or alone or down or anxious or upset over this time. My wish is that people will be able to connect, and that just peace and kindness will see us through this time into the new year.
Yes, into the new year. Also, Merry Christmas to you, Heidi, and to your family.
Thank
I know you're probably spending time with them over the Christmas time. Hope it's
yes, I am.
Great
I
time.
Love them. It's wonderful. I'm grateful. Yes, thank
Fantastic.
You. And thank you for you, Eon, for all the chats. And I wish you well over this time. A blessed, blessed Christmas to you.
And to you, Heidi. Thank you so much. It's always great talking to you. And so insightful. And I do think we are way too materialistic over this time during Christmas. So let's share the love, you know, stuff we can't put a price tag on.
That's it. That's it, Eon. That's the spirit.
That's
Absolutely.
The spirit. So next week, that's our final chat for 2020. Can you believe it? We'll be talking about goals for 2021.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Looking forward to it.
You listeners have to tune in. This is super important.
Oh,
so
yes.
So I'm looking forward to talking to you next week.
And to you, Heidi. Merry Christmas. Have a good one.
Thank you. Bye-bye.